Does governmental immunity provide a shield for Oxford High School officials that are being sued over their actions stemming from that horrific shooting in November of 2021? That's the question, and that's the decision that a judge is going to have to make, which they say will be coming sooner rather than later. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson taking a look at that story for us, and he joins us this afternoon. Hey, Lloyd.
Good afternoon, Chris. Yeah, legal teams were in court today arguing whether or not employees of Oxford High School could be sued in a pending civil case against the district over the school shooting that took place back in 2021. What was in front of the court during the hearing in Oakland County Circuit Court was the issue of governmental immunity. The state governmental immunity law offers broad protections for officials accused of negligence for acts carried out during the course of their job, making it difficult for the state's residents to sue public employees or agencies. After hearing arguments this morning, Judge Ellen Brennan said she will have a decision sooner rather than later on the issue. Multiple families of the victims of the mass shooting that left four dead and several others injured are being represented by attorney Vin Johnson, who feels that the lawsuits have met their burden to overcome the governmental immunity statute. The victims' families are alleging that the school district failed to protect students. Named in the lawsuit were counselors and administrators. The suit alleges that school employees ignored signs from 15-year-old Ethan Crumley that indicated that he had some mental issues and showed an obsession with guns and violence. Ethan Crumley and both of his parents, James and Jennifer, are also named in the suit. Named as defendants in the case are two school counselors, Pam Fine and Sean Hopkins. Nick Ejak, who is the dean of students, and three other unnamed teachers are also named there. And over a dozen lawsuits have been filed against Oxford High School and its officials since the mass shooting in November of 21, accusing the school leaders of gross negligence. Ethan Crumley, as you know, pleaded guilty last October to all 24 criminal charges facing him, including first-degree murder. You know that carries life in prison without parole. His parents, James and Jennifer Crumley, they're charged with involuntary manslaughter. Their trial has yet to start.
This is one of the biggest issues, I think, in this case. Mm-hmm. Because it's I understand that the reason the governmental immunity exists. But when it comes to kids, when it comes to schools and protecting these kids, this is part of the gig. This is part of the job.
Yeah.
And so should they be held to that standard? I mean, is there any indication which way the judge is leaning in this case?
No, other than the fact that she says she's going to do it sooner than later. I'm, you know, the fact that she said that lets me know that, you know, this is something that she's not going to have, you know, long and drawn out, that she's going to make that quick decision.
And then I think it, you know, these decisions and the due diligence that adjudicators then need to go through in these types of cases, I think is only exacerbated when you take into effect, you've got members of the Oxford School Board of Education that are coming out and saying, guys, they didn't do enough. Mm-hmm. They didn't follow protocol. And what protocols were in place, they did it to meet a standard. Like there was no real due diligence done from the school's perspective. And again, it's hard for me not to take a stance that's anything but the families, the
kids,
community,
and
the victim.
Yeah.
It's hard to feel like something like this can happen and nobody's held accountable.
Well, I think whatever the judge decides, you know, that won't be the end of it.
No.
It won't be the end. You know, it'll be appealed or, you know, it'll go,
sure.
You know, and so either or so this is the beginning. It's definitely not the end, not yet.
I think you mentioned the school's defense attorney, Timothy Mullen, says they're looking to have the case thrown out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they say the claims just don't meet the standard. Of what governmental immunity wouldn't be able to cover. It's a shame. I just, you know, again, I'm what makes me so mad in this case that has gone on since it happened is the investigations that we've been promised and have not come forward. And it just feels like the further you get, the cloudier everything is, and you don't really get a good grasp, a good understanding of what happened. And that's a problem.
It is. And, you know, this continues with all of these hearings and all of the, it continues to rehash that day for victims and parents and families, and you just keep rehashing and rehashing. And you know, it's something you'll never forget, of course, but you want to try to get past it. Here it is, 2023. It's still ongoing, and it's more to come.
Yeah, more to come.